Welcome, everyone. Hey, thanks everybody for checking it out, listening. I promise I'm going to try to be somewhat entertaining. This is the very first edition of what will soon probably be named something funny, Chatterbox, I don't know, Laugh Masters, Understanding Comedy. I'm not real sure. We'll figure that out. But as for now, it's just kind of an introduction. My name is Mehdi Braley. I'm in Texas, and I used to host a podcast called Power Glove. Some of you may have heard of it, some of you probably haven't. But it was a podcast based basically around focusing on video games, some entertainment, and a lot of humor. We made a lot of jokes and stuff, and it was fun, but I got tired of, you know, heavy lifting and abandoned it, and then discovered stand-up comedy. And a little bit about myself, I guess you could say I've been a tortured soul most of my life. I'm one of those people that don't really understand human behavior. I can't figure out why we do the things we do, and it interests me to no end, so much that I'm constantly accused of being an overthinker. You know what, that actually might be a good title for the podcast, The Overthinker's Guide to Stand-Up Comedy. I don't know. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm basically going to talk to you guys about my experience in starting and discovering stand-up comedy, because the laugh itself, it's just the most fascinating thing in the world to me. Like, what is laughter? Why do people laugh? And what makes people laugh? Why do we need humor? So I'm hoping in some way I'll kind of get a better insight to human behavior and why we do the things that we do, and who we actually are. Or it may just be a big time waste, I don't know. So I think in the coming weeks and months, you can expect me to have some interviews with some local comedians around the Dallas area. Maybe talk to some teachers, people that do improv, people who want to get into stand-up. I know I'm surrounded by a lot of up-and-coming stand-up comedians, because they're doing it too, and we're all suffering together, because it's tough. It's a tough thing to make people laugh. And eventually we'll go to the website, and we'll start a website and kind of start posting videos, comedic videos, things, and maybe even some stand-up acts, throw a few minutes up there. But overall, just kind of watch us hopefully grow as stand-up comedians. That's kind of the ultimate goal here. Eventually we'll have an email and things like that, and you guys will be able to send in questions and tell me how horrible I am. What do you hear that? This is the new recorder I just got, and I just basically moved my head a little bit, and you can actually hear the hair moving. Well, this is it's an impressive piece of equipment. Anyway, not to get off track. So, that's basically it. I guess a little bit more about myself is, this has been probably the hardest year of my life, which is kind of what guided me into starting the stand-up comedy career, because I've kind of always wanted to do it all of my life. All of my life, people have said, hey, you should try stand-up comedy. I think in my misery, I always kind of found a way to make other people laugh, because it kind of gave me hope that if they could laugh at something, then maybe eventually I'll find something funny. I don't know. It's really miserable way to go about life and understand that everything kind of sucks. But that's just my way of seeing the world. Hopefully you're very different, and maybe we can grow together. Well, I don't know. It seems like there's more. It's only been like 5 minutes, not even that, a little over four. There's so much to say, but I don't want to bore you now. We'll get it all out in the wash, as they say. So, again, welcome to the podcast. Hopefully we'll be able to do this maybe once a week. I'd like to do that, maybe even more. So that's the gist of it. Stand-up comedy, watching us grow, because we're gonna suck. I'm gonna suck bad. It's just part of the process, really. It's from what I can discover. I've only been actually doing it seriously, oh gosh, maybe 3 months, something like that, maybe four. And it was just absolutely brutal. Everything that you'd seen in movies and TV where a comedian's bombing, it's worse. It's absolutely worse than that. And a really strange thing happened my first time up. I didn't mean to get into all this. Here I am. Just getting, fine. I'll just go with it. My first time on stage, wow, it was brutal. Zero people laughed. And these were drunk people. They typically laugh at anything with the word fart in it. I mean, it's not the most difficult crowd to make laugh, because you just say something dark or surprising and they laugh, and they, it was just crickets. I mean, even the crickets were silent. It was just bad. But the strange thing was, is I discovered I loved that. I don't know why, and I don't know if that's the appropriate response, but I immediately fell in love with the art of bombing. Now, that's not my objective. That's not exactly what I want to do every time. But boy, it was kind of fun, you know, to understand that I was inflicting pain on other people, or just boredom. Maybe not pain, but boredom. And it was like, you know, screw you guys. I don't care. I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to make you laugh. It won't be your choice. I will make you laugh. And it wasn't until recently that I'm actually starting to get a few chuckles. I'm not going to say they're dying with laughter. But you know, I'm getting a response. So that's exciting. You know, we'll talk more about that. I'm gonna hit some open mics, hopefully regularly. I was hosting an open mic gig thing for a little while, but then that kind of got pulled out from under me, so that was disappointing, but anyway, we'll talk more about it. Today is Friday. I don't even know what the date is, but it's Friday. I highly recommend you all go out, enjoy a alcoholic beverage, unless you're under the age of 21, and then, I don't know, bubble gum. I don't know what you guys do anymore. I'm really getting far away from that 21-year-old point or below. I'm closer to 40 than I am 20 at this point, so enjoy something. Let something fill your body, heart, mind, and soul with joy, because it is very hard for me to find, and I want to enjoy it through you people. So we will talk soon. I will find a name for the podcast, and I hope you all enjoy it.